great politics, but I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meetings.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Taco Man Radio is on the air, live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay. I am Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my all-stars, folks. We're talking sports and comedy for the next couple hours, live from the Sports Byline Studios, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up via the Twitter thing because we twang, and the address is at Taco Man Radio. So straight up, the Cuban Cavaliers, the NBA champions here. Golden State Warriors, the choke of 2016. What more can you say? Steph Curry, oh my God. Hey, and Draymond Green, he was partying Thursday night in L.A., so no loss off Draymond's back. Bottom line is the Warriors second to the great Cleveland Cavaliers. We're talking baseball. We've got an NBA draft special at 40 minutes past the hour. Charles J in hour number two. Combat sports, boxing, mixed martial arts, the heavyweight championship on the world on the line. Of course, the real heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury, he's hurt. He won't be fighting in July. So lots of combat sports to talk about. NBA, baseball, some soccer, some golf. Tiger Woods kid competing at 8-7 straight up. Lots of things right here on Sports Byline with the open phone lines. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am Johnny Taco, live from the Sports Byline Studios on the left coast, the west coast, the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Checking the Sports Byline Grill here at the Johnny Taco Studios. That's right, I'm grilling tacos, folks. Mexican food for the next couple of hours, having a good time, talking some sports, having some comedy as well, of course. If we can't laugh, you can't have a good time. You got to be informative and then have humor, despite what one friend of mine's sister thinks. The bottom line is, this is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am Johnny Taco, soon to be introduced by my all-stars. But the bottom line is, let's go into the world of headlines. Of course, good news for the Dallas Mavericks, no doubt about that. David Lee's telling TMZ Sports that he doesn't believe that Dirk Nowitzki will leave Dallas for greener pastures. In fact, he says, despite the fact that Dirk opted out of the $8.7 million a year contract, he's going to be coming not to the Golden State Warriors. He's going to stay with the Dallas Mavericks. That's because the godfather, I'm talking about Mark Cuban, is going to write a huge check for that one. Hey, get this. The general manager of the Battle Creek Bombers, the minor league baseball team, says a promotion that encouraged fans to bring their guns to Friday night games is just not that big of a deal, despite the fact that 10 people were shot and killed afterwards. The event, called Second Amendment Education Night, fans were allowed to bring guns to the ballpark as long as they didn't drink alcohol. Drinking and guns? Bad news there. No doubt about it. The general manager said, look, we had an LGBT night a few months ago, and people had a bitch about that. They didn't like that. The bottom line is they didn't like that. But there wasn't any events. I was just kidding about the 10 people being shot. But at the end of the day, it is a novel idea, and I think it is a bit of gun education because this is Western Michigan. This is not Detroit, Michigan. But since Michigan's an open carry state, I can now see why the Emmanuel Stewart always used to pack a gun anytime we walked around Detroit. No doubt about that. Hey, how about Big Poppy? Poor Big Poppy, of course, David Ortiz retiring this year. But announcing his retirement before the season probably was the worst thing he could have done because now every ballpark he goes to, everybody wants an interview. Everybody wants a piece of his time. The guy's got bad feet. He can barely walk around. I mean, he shows up at the ballpark 5, 6, 7 hours before the game. They get his feet massaged and worked on, that kind of good stuff. He can't run. You can see that. He can't run anymore. He can barely walk. Anyway, the bottom line is planning his retirement and announcing his retirement before the season was a giant, giant mistake. And, hey, how about Serena Williams? Looking to back get back on top, of course, after that French Open loss a few months ago to, get this right, Garbiñ Muguruza. Of course, that was a big upset. Serena, of course, just on the top of her game. We thought that, you know, Serena wasn't going to get beat ever. But Mother Time, not Father Time, Mother Time will eventually beat her. Of course, she's in the Wimbledon tournament this week, and we'll see what happens with that. Ronda Rousey, once the favorite of this show and many shows here on the Sports Byline broadcast. Now we're now a turd in the mind of many. Of course, the former UFC bantamweight 135-pound champion, they got knocked out by Holly Holm when Holly Holm knocked her into another time zone. Of course, that was down in Australia back in November, December 2015 with that kick to the chin that knocked her out, knocked out four of her teeth, or knocked four of her teeth loose. Anyway, her comeback in the UFC looks like it's off probably to early 2017 as she has gotten knee surgery. So straight up, she's in trouble, and I don't think she's ever going to come back. I think they're Herb and Travis Brown. I think that after Travis Brown fights Cain Velasquez at UFC 200, that's July the 9th, that he'll retire, and he'll end up being the permanent sperm donor for the aforementioned Ronda Rousey. Interesting. 18 months after he left the NFL, I'm talking about Jim Harbaugh, happy in Michigan. No doubt about it, his alma mater. I mean, he's just a great guy. He's in the newspaper all the time as far as the college paper is concerned. In fact, he did that 10-3 opening season, and you know, the people in Ann Arbor, they love their Harbaugh. And how much does Harbaugh love Michigan? I mean, is he happy? Happy. I'm happy 10 out of 10 happy. And as for the Chip Kelly offense, of course, he's a better choice than he made before. At least that's what Harbaugh said. And his hurry-up offense that Kelly brings to the game, as far as getting some acceptance, of course, from the running back, I'm talking about Carlos Hyde, who lost 15 pounds coming into camp, he says, because Kelly's signature, hurry up, no huddle, run, and offense. Yeah, you know, he's digging it, but you got to work hard for that, no doubt about it. How about those guys
that were drafted before Steph Curry in the 2009 draft. Blake Griffin, of course, the L.A. Clippers. He's done well, 5 times the NBA All-Star Games. Hashim Thabit, Minnesota Grizzlies. He was ranked. He was drafted number 2. He's unemployed. James Harden, Oklahoma City Thunder. He was in 3 All-Star Games. Got to give him some props. Tyreek Evans, pretty good once he went to the Pelicans, 15 points and 7 assists a game. Ricky Rubio and Minnesota Timberwolves, I don't know. I don't think he ever materialized. I think they were in love with the way he looked and the fact he was a good passer, but I'm just not sold on him just quite yet. I don't think he's going to make the All-Star game anytime, the NBA All-Star game anytime soon. And Johnny Flynn was the number 6 guy that was picked before Curry. He was with the Minnesota Timberwolves, too. So it looks like the Timberwolves just barfed all over the 2009 draft. And here's a shocker, folks. Here's a shocker. Richard Simmons says he is not a woman. The he-man that he is, physical master of his own domain, a legend in his own spare time, a legend in his own mind. Simmons says he is 100% male after reports that he had it snipped off, much like 1984 Olympic gold medalist Bruce Jenner. 1976 Olympic gold medalist Bruce Jenner. That 100% figure, that might be debatable as he embraced that fairy image for many, many years. Bottom line is Richard Simmons doing his thing. Now, time to bring on my man from the City of Angels. Of course, I'm talking about Zach Attack Young. Zach comes to us from the backseat of that 1984 Pontiac Fiero. Zach, how's the weather?
It's not too bad. I mean, it's extremely hot, but other than that, it's not too bad.
You know what's funny is that Dominic Stuff's here. I mean, Dominic Stuff's here, and I didn't see Dominic. I haven't seen him in the building at all. I mean, not at all. Oh, no.
Not again.
Oh, no. Zach, he's here.
He's arrived.
That is right, Zachary. I have arrived. Pedro, I must say, you look quite as unkempt as ever. It's a good look on you.
Thanks a lot, Dom. If your mom didn't know and have to join, I'd say a few other things.
And, Zach, that antenna from the back of your car sounds phenomenal tonight as well.
Yeah, I'm doing my best, you know.
Bottom line is, man, lots of things to talk about. NBA, baseball's up. Of course, the NBA draft. We got a guest coming in for that. Dominic, who's the guest?
Zach Poff of Max Preps will be joining us. Max Preps, one of the top high school and college kind of websites. They work a lot in conjunction with CBS Sports. So nobody out there do I trust to talk about the draft more than Zach Poff.
No, so no shock that Ben Simmons was picked number 1 in the draft. What? I mean, Zach, no shock there.
No, that wasn't a shock. He was the flash player. You know, he was the guy who had probably the best highlight reel.
And the bottom line is, of course, Philadelphia did their thing by taking Simmons. What does he bring to the dance? Is he an instant force in the NBA, Dominic?
I think Ben Simmons is still a little raw. He's got a lot to kind of refine and hone in on, but he's long. He's kind of built like LeBron, not as big, but he's got the length, the speed, the athleticism. All the tools are there. You just kind of got to put it all together, which will take a little bit of time.
Okay, let's talk about the choke of the century. The Golden State Warriors being up 3-1 in the NBA Finals, losing 4-3 as far as the games are concerned. I didn't think it was that much of a choke, and here's the reason why I didn't think it was that much of a choke. Of course, I was the lone star on this team that picked the Cleveland Cavaliers to win Game 7, and the reason why I did so wasn't talent per se. It was momentum and LeBron James, and I just think that he sort of reminded me of a heavyweight championship boxer, Muhammad Ali, and, you know, that Ali's guy had won the first 6 rounds. The other guy won the first 6 rounds, the 7 rounds, and Ali won the next 7 rounds, and it boiled down to that 15th round. And the 15th round was the 7th game in Oakland, and I think LeBron came, and whether they were close with 2 minutes left or not, the scores at the end indicated which team was superior, no doubt about it. LeBron James, I think that, you know, I'm sort of happy that he took this back to Cleveland. I'm not trying to say that the Warriors weren't a great team, but tonight, this week, the Warriors proved that they were the 2nd best team, but I'll make this, there's no doubt about it. They are number 2.
Yeah, and you know, given the circumstances, if it were any other situation other than a 3-1 lead with 2 games at home, I think the Warriors would have been just a little bit okay losing to LeBron.
We're talking baseball next on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. We're cooking it up for the next hour and a half, folks, from the Sports Byline Grill in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. That's right, live from the left coast to west coast. I am the man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. On behalf of Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, Zach Attack Young, and the great Scott Cuddy, this is Sports Overnight America, live from San Francisco.
Iguodala to Curry. Back to Iguodala. Up to the layup. Oh, blocked by James.
I'm gonna take it down. I'm down. So don't you fool around. I'm gonna pull it, pull it, pull the trigger. Super thrill.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Oh, what's going on? Señores y señoritas, sí, muy bienvenidos a este programa donde hacemos chistes del año 2005. I'm just with you. I just want people at home to go, well, who pushed the damn beaner button? He's talking in Spanish. So, right, so I guess we got through the fact that everybody thinks that our government is inept, they're retarded, they didn't show up on time, and they should have got there sooner for all the people in the tsunami. Interesting. My take on it is I think black people, you're funny. You're hilarious. You will get on a bus to go to the Million Man March, but you won't get on a bus to get away from Katrina. That's funny to me. That is hilarious. And look at all the white people going, oh, we can't live with that joke. No, sir. That's another thing that 2005 has taught me, that you white people love ethnic jokes. You just don't like laughing in public when the ethnic people are watching you. That's why you watch my show, because right now you went, uh-uh, but at home you'd be like, ha-ha, what? Ha-ha! Get on the bus, mother, get on the bus!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Hi, Johnny Taco.
Before I go any further, I want to dedicate tonight's show to KOJO. His name was Jack Obermeyer, folks, 72 years young. He was a boxing writer in New York City. He was the original Flash, part of the original Flash Gordon game back in the early 1970s. I kid you not, he was a fantastic writer. In all, he went to 33,514 different boxing shows in his life. Wow, and covered 49 states. I guess he didn't go to Canada because he did go to Hawaii. But the bottom line, he's passed at the age of 72. And it's not that he passed. I mean, everybody dies, you know. But the fact that he had Agent Orange, the fact that he went over to Vietnam, that he was poisoned by our own government and given these, and all these pesticides were put down on top of him when they knew that there was bad effects from him. I mean, his skin was different colors for years and this kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is he's no longer hurting, but he's no longer with us anywhere. That's just not good to me. The bottom line is I miss him. And I think that if Vietnam didn't happen, a lot of guys' lives would have been different. Okay, enough of the bummers. Back to the reality of talking baseball. Of course, Dominic Cadwalader and Jimenez. Take it away, Big D.
We've got to start locally. San Francisco, the Giants, off to arguably one of the best starts in franchise history. They're wrapping up a stretch right now, which is the best in franchise history. They're 31-10 over their last 41 games. They're 48-28, tied with the Rangers and the Cubs for most wins in MLB. And this is with Hunter Pence hurt, Matt Cain hurt, Matt Duffy, Kelby Tomlinson, so many injuries, and they're getting it done.
That's what I was going to bring up, is that this is a patchwork team for the most part.
In a way, yeah. A lot of, I don't want to say your
not
best players, because, you know, Posey's still there, Panic's there, your table setters, Belt's been playing phenomenally. But just the fact that they're able to be getting contributions from guys like Ramiro Pena and even their backup infielders are hurt. Ariere Arrieta's hurt. So they're getting stuff from Connor Gillespie, former Giants prospect from maybe 10 years ago that's now a serviceable backup. It's just phenomenal what they're getting from everybody. The bullpen struggled early in the year, but they've been very, very good over this 40-game stretch.
I don't want to take any of your time away, but the bottom line is I only want to watch the Giants now when Cueto's pitching. Go on.
I don't blame you. Johnny Cueto, he's fun to watch. He enjoys the game, and the guy's awesome. He's a very good pitcher
that,
when
that
he's healthy.
That motion, man. That motion.
Oh,
that motion.
The quick pitch.
I mean, those guys are so confused. It's like, God damn.
And it's funny. You can tell that the bullpen guys love him, because I was watching the game on Friday night, and Derek Law comes in, and Derek Law throws a quick pitch. I'm like, whoa, Derek Law doesn't do that. All right. Next pitch, what does Derek Law do? Does a little bit of a shimmy. Whoa, Derek Law doesn't do that. Santiago Casilla throws a shimmy. I know he's a little unconventional, but I've never seen him shimmy. So these guys realize the unique abilities of Johnny Cueto, and they're going to him for advice. That is what you want out of a veteran pitcher, to not only be able to be approachable, but to be able to impart knowledge and wisdom on the younger guys.
You mentioned a Giant starter. You were dogging him 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. Have you changed your mind on him or what?
Jake Peavy?
Cassini.
Oh, Casilla. No, yeah, Santiago Casilla, he's still not doing great. He's getting the job done still, which is fantastic. But Friday night, he got the bases loaded, and it took a great play by the third baseman, Ramiro Pena, to get out of it. Casilla's been incredibly wild, but right now the bullpen's a little taxed, so you kind of have to stick with Casilla there. Corey Guerin and Hunter Strickland are probably the two likely options if they do take Casilla out of this closer's role, though.
Do you trade for a stopper before the trade deadline?
I think that's got to be one of the top things the Giants have to be looking at. The guys I'd look at are guys with the Yankees. You've got three closers there that are making a lot of money: Dellin Betances, Andrew Miller, and Aroldis Chapman. I don't see why the Giants don't try to get one of those guys, because if you can, even if you don't end up, if Casilla pitches great, that's great. But you move him to a setup guy and bring a lights out guy like one of those three guys I just mentioned, the bullpen's going to be unhittable.
Before we go to Mike in Virginia, of course, we've got the guy in the City of Angels to talk about, Zach Attack Young. Zach, what's happening with the Angels and, of course, the Dodgers?
The Angels are currently battling for fifth place in the AL West, so they're not doing too well. They're losing to the A's 7-3 right now in the ninth inning, so not so good for the Angels. The Dodgers, they had a six-game winning streak, and now they just lost two in a row to the Pirates. So overall, they're doing pretty well right now, but I mean, you'd like to see them improve.
Okay, are the Giants obviously the hottest team in baseball? It really looks like they're about to do that every other year type of thing, winning the title, huh?
It looks like it. I mean, I don't know how they do that. They figure it out every other year, and this looks like another one of those years, but we'll see. I think the Dodgers, I mean, if once the Dodgers get rolling later on, we'll see what happens.
I think the Giants, they have to be the favorites right now. The Cubs have lost series to the other, to the two leading teams in the other divisions in the National League. They lost to the Nationals recently. They lost to the Giants earlier in the season. The Cubs are pretty healthy. The Nationals are pretty healthy, and the Giants are competing and sticking with them. They're better than the Nationals right now. They're sticking with them without the big bat Hunter Pence. They're getting the job done with these bits and pieces. Similarly to the Warriors, you know, the Warriors had a six-point lead, but the Cavs were not playing that well, and the Warriors were hitting threes, and they were only up six. I like to liken it similar to that, where we haven't seen the best of the Giants baseball, which is a scary thought.
Zach, as far as the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors are concerned, was it a choke or was it momentum in LeBron? Which one was it?
I think it was neither of the two. It was a little bit of both, honestly. But I can't believe I'm the first one to say it. I can't believe it's the LA guy the first one to say it. But I don't know. I'm not normally a conspiracy theorist, but I kind of felt like it was a little rigged for the Cavaliers, personally.
You know, you're not the only guy to feel that way. Let's take it to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike listening to Virginia. Mike, how you listening?
Well, I'm listening to y'all. It sounds great, fellas. I watched the Braves, you know, lose to the Mets, but it was a good game. But you know what? I watched a boxing match tonight that was off the charts. Sullivan was over Porter. Sullivan was on the 30 welterweight WBC champion. Yeah. Did y'all hear about that?
Keith Thurman, of course, now 24-0, of course, with a big win over Sean Porter tonight. Of course, Sean Porter, that fight we'll be covering in hour number two when we do combat sports. But you're right. It was a pound-for-pound, one of the best fights of the year thus far. And, you know, I don't know if and I talked with Larry Merchant about this previously on another show. I asked the HBO legend whether he thought that Keith Thurman was a superstar now, a superstar in the making, or just a good fighter for this era. And he said he just doesn't know yet.
Let me ask you something, fellas. What do you think about getting back to baseball? Boston has the best hitting team in the majors, and one of the guys has them going to the World Series. What do you think?
I think it's entirely possible. You know, for the longest time with the Red Sox, we heard about, oh, yeah, you know, they got all these kids coming up, and we really have been having to wait on them. You know, guys like Mookie Betts, guys like Jackie Bradley Jr., Xander Bogaerts. Well, guess what? They're finally here, and your assertion that they're one of the best hitting teams, that's 100% spot on. If their starting pitching and their bullpen can be good enough to carry them through the postseason, which we've seen is one of the key factors to any World Series run, the lineup, there's no way it's not going to hit. Big Poppy's having one of the best seasons he's had in the last 10 years, which is astonishing at his age. The Red Sox are a team not to be trifled with. I don't think that they win the World Series. I don't know if they get to the World Series, but it's hard to discount their ability to get to the World Series and potentially win it.
And, of course, we're all homers, and not homers with an R and not an O. And the bottom line is, of course, we all feel that the Giants are going to win. We have that feeling up here. And you know what? I'm not a Giants cheerleader. The past 4 or 5 years, I'm just not a big Giants cheerleader. But I did watch them win the World Series in Cartagena, Colombia in 2010, and that was a spectacular moment as I was on the phone with my late aunt talking to her via the Magic Jack. Anything else before we let you go, my brother, real quick?
Well, I tell you what, I like the Cubs versus San Francisco in the National League, and it looks like, may as well say, Boston versus Texas. Texas has been the most consistent team all year. What's y'all's opinion on what I predicted? You know, we just go for it. We don't know what's going to happen. But San Francisco, they always come through with the NL.
Well, we got it going on. We got the mojo here in the city by the bay. Mike, thanks for the call. Mike from Virginia. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Sports Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. And, of course, let me tell you about this TuneIn.com app. Last month, we had 1.6 million listeners via the TuneIn app. I kid you not. As far as the iHeartRadio app, we had 1.9 million listeners. The bottom line is, we got it going on here. Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com. The team leading in here to the 21st century of radio broadcast. This is Sports Byline live from the city by the bay. I am the Taco Man. This is my grill for the next hour and 30 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-PLAY.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
With the first pick in the 2016 NBA draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select Ben Simmons from Melbourne, Australia and Louisiana State University.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Unbelievable.
Okay, we're going to bring in Zach Poff of Max Preps. You heard the clip there. Ben Simmons was the number one pick. We're going to bring in Zach Poff now to talk about the NBA draft and a little bit of free agency. Zach, welcome back to the show, my man. How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you fellas doing?
We're living it up. Can't complain. You know, all is well. My Warriors had a nice draft. We'll get to that in a little bit. So let's start off with the top, Zach. Ben Simmons, number one. Was there any doubt in your mind that possibly Brandon Ingram was going to go? And is this the right move for the Sixers?
I think it's the right move because you look at Ben Simmons, and, I mean, this guy's game just probably translates better to the NBA style of game. He's kind of like more type of LeBron, type of Magic, a guy that's almost 6'10", can handle the rock. And, he gets a knock at LSU because they didn't win, but if you go back to high school at Montford Academy, just a total powerhouse out in Florida, the kid knew how to win a few state titles in a row. And I know it's going to be tough in Philly, but I think they made the right call going Simmons. But you really couldn't go wrong, Simmons or Ingram, and I think Ingram's going to be a nice fit down in Hollywood too.
All right, let's take a look at the rest of the top 10. Number 2, Brandon Ingram to the Lakers. Number 3, Jaylen Brown to the Celtics. 4, Dragan Bender to the Suns. Actually, let's just do the top 5. And Chris Dunn to the Timberwolves. There was a lot of speculation that the Boston Celtics were trading that pick. You know, it's they have all these picks. I believe they had 8 in this draft. It was, all right, what did the Celtics, what can they get? You know, Danny Ainge, he's a great trader. What can the Celtics get? Ultimately, they didn't trade out of that 3 spot, despite a rumor that they were offered Nerlens Noel, Robert Covington, and a pick from the Sixers. They draft Jaylen Brown, a small forward out of Cal. Tell me about Jaylen Brown. What do you like, and what do you think he can bring to the Celtics?
Now, when I look at Jaylen Brown, he reminds me a ton of a Jimmy Butler type. He's got a little more size, obviously, than Butler, but he's a guy, you know, he's going to give it 110% on defense. And I think offensively with Jaylen Brown, it's going to take a couple years for him to kind of get develop that offensive game. But they got a guy that's an absolute killer on the hardwood. And he was also, just like Simmons, a highly touted recruit coming out of high school out in Willard, out in Georgia. And a lot of people were saying Boston kind of reached there. But outside of Ingram and Ben Simmons, it was pretty much a crapshoot. And I think Jaylen Brown, his game could translate pretty well. But unfortunately for Boston to have 8 picks in this draft, it wasn't that great because there just wasn't a ton of talent to really kind of develop what Brad Stevens is doing out in Boston. And, you know, Nerlens Noel and Robert Covington's the best offer you're going to get. You're probably not going to make that deal. I also heard Jahlil Okafor was on the table too, but Danny Ainge didn't want that either.
All right, and rounding out the top 5, Chris Dunn to the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are a young team. They seem to be, you know, maybe in a couple years to be on the verge of, I don't want to say greatness. Let's not go ahead and jump the gun there, but they look like they have all the makings of what could be a very solid team. You've got your point guard in Rubio. You've got your small forward in Wiggins. You got Shabazz Muhammad. You got Karl Anthony Towns, who spent this past season under Kevin Garnett's wing. I think that's something that not a lot of people really talk about. And then they bring in a guy here, Chris Dunn, out of Providence. I've been looking, scouring the internet to try to see somebody, find somebody who didn't like this pick. The consensus is this is pretty much an A pick. Chris Dunn, does that kind of accelerate the plans for the Timberwolves to be good there in a couple years?
Yeah, I mean, you just look at Dunn, and he's kind of that new breed of guard where he can kind of play that combo guard. He can play the point, and he's also got the size and the toughness to play the two also. And with Dunn, you're getting a guy that's NBA ready. You know, he's a veteran coming out of Providence. He's a back-to-back Big East Player of the Year. I mean, he brings a lot of accolades to the table. And as you mentioned, Coach Tibbs, I mean, he was high on Chris Dunn. Now, the one thing I would have liked Minnesota to do there was maybe get the kid out of Kentucky, Jamal Murray. I think that kid is going to be a big-time playmaker in the NBA. And he ended up falling all the way to 7 to Denver. He's a guy to keep tabs on. And he'll be and getting back to Towns real quick, I think he might be the best big in the NBA. And especially within 2 or 3 years, he will be the number one center. And not just center, but number one big falling in the NBA too.
All right, before we bust out the crystal ball here, let's talk about some big trades that happened. We'll start off Jeff Teague going to Indiana. There was a lot of speculation whether Atlanta was going to be able to re-sign Teague, whether he wanted to stay, whether he was going to go. So they ship him off to Indiana. A couple draft picks get switched there. But the one we got to talk about, Zach, the Oklahoma City Thunder pulling off what might have been the shocker of the night. Trade Serge Ibaka to the Orlando Magic for Victor Oladipo, Ersan Ilyasova, and the rights to Domantas Sabonis, the son of former Blazer great Arvydas Sabonis. I can't quite determine whether this is going to be something that'll keep KD in Oklahoma City, or if this is the tools of Oklahoma City kind of reloading there in case KD leaves. What are your thoughts on this? Obviously, I think it's safe to say Oklahoma City wins this trade, but how does this impact Kevin Durant's pending free agency?
Now, before the trade happened, I looked at it this way. It was going to come down to Spurs, Warriors, and Thunder. Now, the Thunder clearly in the driver's seat. I mean, Golden State and San Antonio are going to have to do a lot of persuading if they want to get Kevin Durant. Now, Victor Oladipo, a guy only 24 years old, and he's easily the best piece in that trade. But on top of that, he's a Washington, D.C. guy, just like Kevin Durant. Durant's kind of been mentoring him a little bit over the last few years. And, I mean, last year, Kevin Durant came out and said that Victor Oladipo reminds him a ton of Dwayne Wade. So it's pretty much it's safe to say that he thinks highly of Victor Oladipo, and I'd be absolutely shocked if Kevin Durant went elsewhere.
All right. You get your crystal ball ready, Zach?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's make some misguided predictions here less than a week after the draft. Who's going to be the most impact-ready guy that you think? Is it going to be a guy like Ben Simmons, just given the state of how poor the Sixers are, or is there another guy that you kind of like out there you think can have an immediate impact with his team?
I'm going Brandon Ingram, man. The guy knows how to score the ball. He's got a ton of size. I mean, his wingspan's like 7'3", and he proved that at Duke during his freshman campaign. He was one of the best college basketball players. I'm going Ingram, but keep an eye on Jamal Murray, too.
Okay, we mentioned number three, the Celtics. A lot of people saying they reach for Jaylen Brown. What was the biggest reach in your mind?
Oh, man, that's tough. It's hard not to go Jaylen Brown right there. But, you know, a guy that everyone's talking about, and a lot of people are saying it was a steal, was Marquise Chris at 8. But I'm still not sold on him. I'm not sure if he's going to be a big-time player, and ended up getting traded to Phoenix after Sacramento taking him. Now, a lot of people are saying he was a steal, but I think he's going to be more of a bust as it kind of goes 3-4 years down the road.
All right, one more draft prediction here. Who had the best overall haul? What team walked away from this draft and impressed you with what they did on draft night? Clearly, the Celtics, they had the potential for big things with the 8 picks, but they kind of, they underwhelmed a little bit. Who did the best job on draft night in your eyes?
I mean, it's kind of the cliche answer, but Oklahoma City, because what they did during the draft was they did a great job getting what they needed to persuade Kevin Durant to stay. And also another team I liked what they did was the Memphis Grizzlies. They were able to get Wade Baldwin the fourth. This kid can absolutely score the rock. And I tell you what, though, the San Antonio Spurs getting DeJounte Murray at, 29? That guy landed in the perfect place, and he seems like that perfect guy that the Spurs get late in the first round into the second round that they kind of develop into being an all-star type of player.
Are you listening to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition? We're joined right now by Zach Poff of Max Preps. Zach, one more draft question. The Sacramento Kings went out and got another big man. Boogie Cousins, DeMarcus Cousins, tweeted during the draft, "Lord, give me strength." To say that he's had a tumultuous relationship with the Kings, the front office, and the coaching staff, I feel like that's selling this situation short. Do you think that it's finally come to a head now where DeMarcus Cousins is done in Sacramento? This is the fourth big man they've taken or added to the team since bringing in Cousins, and they all are big centers that are the same position. Is Boogie Cousins done?
Yeah. It's hard to say that he's not, man. I mean, it just hasn't worked. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins putting up numbers, just crazy numbers, arguably the best center when it comes to stats, but they just cannot get on the same page. And, I mean, I know DeMarcus Cousins gets a lot of flack, but a lot of this has to do with the Sacramento ownership, too. I mean, if you're going to have a guy that's a talented Boogie, maybe try and build around him and draft players. I mean, let's just say this. The Sacramento Kings selected Jimmer Fredette instead of Klay Thompson. I mean, that says it all. These guys, they don't really have a good idea of what they're really doing up in Sacramento. And I kind of feel for DeMarcus Cousins, and this was the one time he hit the send button where it's like, you know, I kind of agree with him on that one. I think his time's really coming up here. And watch out for the Celtics to maybe make a run. They got a lot of good young pieces, and maybe Boogie might be playing in Boston a lot sooner than some people would think, too.
Obviously, his skill set translates well to the NBA. Is his personality and everything, do you think he would fit well with another team, or is this a guy that's just going to have kind of a stubborn attitude, kind of me-first persona that people have kind of given him in the media?
I mean, you know, it's going to come down to he's got to be with the right team and the right fit and obviously the right coach. Now, if you look back when Mike Malone was there calling the shots in Sacramento, you didn't hear a lot of stuff going on with DeMarcus Cousins because everything was good between the coach and the best player. And I think that's going to be the most important thing for DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, it never got off to a good start with George Karl. I mean, that went bad quick. I mean, it probably didn't take a day or two.
All right, we've got about 2 minutes left with Zach Poff of Max Preps. Now we're going to switch the focus a little NBA free agency. Everybody knows Kevin Durant's free agent. It's the talk of everywhere, especially here in the Bay Area. Give me a couple, just in about a minute and a half, give me about 2-3 names of guys you think are going to cash out, and then we'll go and look at a couple other names before we let you go.
All right, well, you already mentioned KD. Hassan Whiteside, a guy that's going to get maxed out. 27-year-old center. and he's kind of a late bloomer. He's had a couple of really good seasons in a row with Miami. I think he's going to be a guy that's obviously going to get maxed out. And I'll throw another bone at you. I think he's going to go to Dallas, and they won't get DeAndre Jordan again this summer. So,
all right, we got about a minute left with you, Zach. Give me one or two names of guys that can be value, not the top guys, not the Pau Gasol, Al Horford, DeMar DeRozan kind of guys. Some under-the-radar guys that can make an impact on a even a bad team or maybe even a good team that can help put them over the edge. What are some guys that you like in free agency?
A couple guys. I think Chandler Parsons is a guy that can come in and help a team. He'd be that viable three and a guy that can score the ball. Now, I think Dallas is going to go other ways. So Chandler Parsons, I mean, the Clippers need a three. The Lakers need somebody that can score. And another guy to keep tabs on is Nicholas Batum. This kid, I mean, not a kid. He's kind of a little older now, but he's big time, man. He's 8-year NBA vet. He was one of 12 players last year to have multiple triple-doubles. And I tell you what, I think he might be coming up to the Bay and going to play with Golden State if they lose out on Harrison Barnes. And I think Ryan Anderson might come back home, not to Sacramento, but will be playing with the Warriors also. I think if those two pieces went to Golden State, they'd be tough to beat.
All right, Zach, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you and your work on Max Preps? Social media, website, stuff like that.
All you got to do, it's pretty easy, baby, maxpreps.com. Check out our YouTube page. We got all the highlights, all the top football recruits, basketball, you name it. We got it, baby.
Zach Poff of Max Prep. Zach, thank you so much, man. Always love picking your brain. You are the man when it comes to college and high school sports. Love having you on. We'll get with you again sometime. All right, man?
Yes, sir. You boys have fun, all right?
We will. Take care. That was Zach Poff of Max Preps. We're going to take this thing to break. You are listening to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, especially on AFN. Huge shout-out to the troops. We'll talk to you soon.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah. Too bad.
Shakespeare said, when he was talking about lorries, he said, behead them all. I'm pretty sure Johnny Manziel feels that same way right now. Of course, after his lawyer sent a text that was supposedly sent to him, supposedly going to him, to a reporter, in which he talked about, you know, the fact that he got into another accident this week, a hit-and-run accident, doesn't think he can get off the dope, the whole nine yards. Of course, his father's trying to say, you know what, I just wish he would go to jail because he's a doper and the whole nine yards. But, man, I'm telling you, Johnny Junkie, he is in deep, deep trouble. And they're talking about him not making it to the age of 24. At first, I thought it was a bit of a joke. But, Dominic, I'm not laughing anymore. That's serious stuff.
It's absolutely 100% serious. The guy has his, you know, vices, his alcohol, drug usage. We've seen pictures of Johnny Manziel. He was never a large guy to start with, to be fair.
But I've been capping on the last few. He looks like a crank star.
It looks like it's gotten even worse. For a guy who's not big to be losing what appears to be that much weight, he's withering away, and it's very unfortunate that a guy that has the talent, he's a Heisman Trophy winner, has the talent, just could not get his life together. Obviously, the football stuff at this point's just second.
Zach, he's a tweaker.
It definitely seems to be the case. I mean, looking at him, and plus, I mean, you know, when he got in trouble with, you know, he rented that mansion in L.A. They did find drugs on the table in the mansion.
Yeah, but there's no big thing about finding cocaine. You have all kinds of chicks there. I understand that, but the bottom line is, you know, I know a lot of athletes that were top guys that had cocaine around, but guess what? They weren't doing it. The chicks were. Some other headlines, real quick. Madison Square Garden became the Rose Garden this week as the Knicks signed ex-Chicago Bull Derrick Rose to a contract. Of course, Knicks GM Phil Jackson thinks that the signing of Rose will help motivate Carmelo Anthony. Good Christ. Isn't Carmelo making $18 million a year? And you need to be motivated to make $18 million a year? Oh, God. If I can make $18 an hour. You are tuned to Sports Byline. Of course, can I get a raise, Cadwallader, maybe?
Tidy up.
Cadwallader Jimenez, of course, in the house tonight in the Sports Byline Studios. Johnny Taco is sitting in front of this mic. Cadwallader Jimenez, as I said, of course, from the City of Angels, the back city of Pontiac Ferrero, the great Zach Attack Young. We'll be back for hour number two. We'll talk combat sports, all kinds of stuff, some smack as well. One more hour of Johnny Taco's All-Stars still to come on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live from the West Coast, San Francisco, the city by the bay, the city by the bay with a B.